First of all, this morning we're going to be thinking about what things children can do better than adults. So, Charlie, you're a long way away. Come to the front. And Holly. And Darcy. Right. That's it. That's better. That's better. Right. Okay, so, what can you do better than adults? What do you think?
Jump.
That's a good one. Anybody like to take on Charlie at jumping? Now, I need a volunteer. Quick. Right, okay. So you reckon you jump more than Chris or higher than Chris? Higher. Wow. That's a challenge. Okay, I'm going to say one, two, three, go. You ready? One, two, three, go. What do you think? You think it was higher? Oh, right. Okay, let's have one more go then. Right. One, two, three, go. Just, yes. Right, okay, that's one thing. Thank you, Chris. Your boots are weighing you down, Chris. Yes. Hold on, Charlie, you haven't finished yet. Okay, that's one thing. Now, what about Holly? Are you any good at carrying a book on your head? I think I can go at that. We've got an adult who likes to carry a book on their head. Susan. Okay. You good at balancing? I see. Oh, well, it stays there first of all. Okay, will you stay on your hat though? Might be a bit slippery. Okay, so what I want you to do is to walk that way and see if you can keep the book on your head. Is it going to stay? Is it going to stay? Actually, they're pretty good, aren't they? Right. Okay, that was very good. So what do you think? What else could we do? How about shouting? Yeah. Okay, what are we going to shout then? What do you think? How can we say, hooray for Jesus? Do you think we'll try that one? Okay. So you two are going to be shouting hooray for Jesus. Have we got somebody else who'd like to come? Pamela, you'd like to come and shout hooray for Jesus, wouldn't you? Written right at the back. So I'm going to go one, two, three, and ready? Hooray for Jesus. Right. One, two, three.
Hooray for Jesus!
Let's try again. Louder, really, really loud. Right, okay. One, two, three.
Hooray for Jesus!
Think, children? Yeah, oh, very good, very good. So, that's great. Thank you for your help, you two. So you think the children won overall? Yeah, I think so. I think so. Well done. Go and sit down. Yeah.
So sometimes when I ask for volunteers, it's usually the children come out first, isn't it? Adults are generally a little bit more reluctant. And probably it's got something to do with inhibition, isn't it? You feel a bit embarrassed about showing yourself up. So children don't mind looking silly. Adults do, I think, on the whole. But do you think it makes a difference if you're amongst friends, as we are this morning? Yes, is it easy to make yourself look silly in front of friends? Yeah, generally, I think, on the whole, yes. But if it's strangers, then it's much harder. And if you're in a familiar place like our church, then generally, hopefully, we feel more relaxed and more able to be ourselves and more accepted. And later on in the service, in our gospel reading, Jesus suggests that we can worship God in our own way. So each of us have got different abilities, different talents, and some of us are more outgoing, some are more reserved. It doesn't make any difference to God because we can worship him in our own way. So if you want to go into a quiet corner and to pray, then that's fine. If you want to stand out the front, like me this morning, and talk to you, then that's fine as well. We need all different sorts of people. They're all part of the church family, and each person's worship is just as valuable to God, whatever form it takes.